Spain's top soccer team, Real Madrid, is widely considered to be the best in the world. It already has a cast of superstars, and it has signed a $41 million deal for England's David Beckham. Real Madrid's management wants to turn the 101-year-old club into a global dream team of soccer. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
There are few things that arouse as much passion in Spain as soccer. So when the Brazilian striker Ronaldo recently scored the winning goal and gave Real Madrid its 29th league championship, the town went wild. Montse Alonso and her aunt Rosa Maria Roccoli were in the crowd celebrating the victory. They say they were brought up on loyalty to the team from childhood by a family that is not at all unusual for having held season tickets for three generations. In the newsroom of sports paper Diario AS, editor-in-chief Alfredo Relaño says that through soccer, Spaniards compensate for what he considers to be a historical inferiority complex.
Nadie monta una fábrica de automóviles en España.
No one builds a factory in Spain to make the best car in the world. Only in soccer and only with Real Madrid do we expect to be the best in the world.
Relaño recalls the low self-esteem of Spaniards when he was a child in the 1950s. In the previous half century, they had lost an empire and endured a devastating civil war. Then Real Madrid came along and won the first five European Champions Cup tournaments ever held. Nowadays, he says, soccer is also a metaphor for competing conceptions of Spain as a nation. Relaño says that while Real Madrid represents the centralized state, its Catalan arch-rival FC Barcelona symbolizes the autonomous regions that were suppressed under the Franco dictatorship. So when David Beckham was signed, many of Real Madrid's local fans saw it as a triumph over Barcelona, which had also been vying for the British star. But Beckham's marketing value is also very high, especially in Asia, where he's a megastar and a fashion icon. Indeed, Miwa Yamaguchi and Jun Kumatsumoto of Japan, who won free tickets to the final match, seemed less impressed by Beckham's footwork than by his samurai hairstyle. Before netting Beckham, Real Madrid president Florentino Perez had reeled in superstars such as French-Algerian Zinedine Zidane and goal machine Ronaldo. But less than a day after the Spanish title victory, Perez fired coach Vicente del Bosque. His soft style had been faulted for several players' insolence on and off the pitch. And Real's rush for multi-million dollar TV and marketing deals abroad is provoking anger and envy among supporters of the many Spanish teams facing huge debts. But that hardly bothered 81-year-old Naufer Fernandez after he watched Real win yet another championship. Since the age of 14, he's been coming from a town 200 miles away to watch his favorite team. He says the rest of the Spanish league should shut up and get their act together because there's no team in the world like Real Madrid. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.